I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Thailand, formerly known as Siam, the Southeast Asian country known for its tropical beaches, opulent royal palaces, ancient ruins, ornate temples displaying figures of Buddha, flavorful food, and the country's popular traditional music forms, Luktung and Mar Lam, retain an essential place in the lives of the country's people whenever they engage court and state observances, purification ceremonies, and village feast linked to everyday life. Thailand's traditional music is relatively non-harmonic, melodic, or linear. Instead, its sound centers predominantly on tone, scale, and rhythm over harmony. One significant style, Luktung, or Child of the Field song, emerged after World War II and remains quite popular among those living in rural areas, with songs about the difficulties faced by farmers, social practices, and of course, songs about the essence of romantic love. A key style of Thai music from 1945 to 1957 is Mar Lam, or expert song, a traditional form hailing mainly from Lao, with common messages wedded to unrequited love. Luktung, more often than not, reflects the difficulties of life in rural Lao, and Isan, fused with a bit of dry humor. By comparison, Thai classical music dates back some 800 years, with early influences from Hindustani classical music. Three categories represent Thai instrumental classical ensembles. The Piphat features wind instruments, gong chimes, xylophones, cymbals with additional percussion. The Hung Rung Sai includes fiddles, zither, flute, and percussion. And the Maori category is represented by a combination of Piphat and Hung Rung Sai, with violins, gong chimes, and on occasion, xylophones. Following tradition, Thai classical music has historically served as background music to performances, rituals, and events rather than being a piece of concerto music for its own sake. While thoroughly composed works do exist, they are typically employed for instrumentalists to improvise around a fundamental melodic framework. From the 1970s through the 1990s, Thai pop music liberated sounds from American R&B and rock, exotica, rockabilly, and country western, along with other styles overheard from the swelling radios, tape recorders, and vinyl records of American and Australian soldiers serving in the Vietnam War between 1955 and 1975. And while Thai pop music today dominates the nation's music industry with a blended sound of traditional and modern music, it still remains a central part of everyday life. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.